Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
Making sure that people have enough food, making sure that people are safe. This is what we're about.
Today's guest is Suzanne Simpson. Suzanne is with Locally Delicious, and she is an heirloom tomato. What is an heirloom tomato? And what is Locally Delicious?
Well, let me explain what the heirloom tomatoes are. We're a group of older women who are, I think, very powerful. And we were talking about one day what we should call ourselves. And I said, well, you know, we're really the heirlooms. And so we decided on heirloom tomatoes. And I you know, sort of chuckled. And I said, well, you know, we used to be the hot tomatoes. And Locally Delicious, we've been doing this for 5 years. We've written two books, Locally Delicious, and our new one, which is Lunchbox Envy. And both of them are about food, about healthy eating, about agriculture, saving agriculture. And of course, our mission is to create an educational system within the county that is going to support our farmers, going to support sustainability. That is that in a nutshell.
That's a great mission to have. And one of the things that you're doing right now is you're raising some money. And that is to help support one of the infrastructures in Humboldt County, and that is Food for People. So tell about this project to raise some money for Food for People.
Over the last 3 years, we have contributed $31,500 to Food for People, and that is equal to about 20 tons of food that is grown by our farmers. Started out originally with donating $3,000, and then I believe it was the second year that we asked the St. Joseph's Foundation, the hospital foundation, to join us. So they did. And then we started asking the community to join in. And Food for People is just one of the most incredible food banks, probably in the United States. They support families that don't have enough food. They support elders. And one of the things that we're interested in, of course, are supporting children and making sure that children have healthy food to eat. And one of the things that Food for People does is that they have a backpack program. A very large number of backpacks go out every Friday during the school year. And the children get to take fresh food home to their parents so that they can have fresh food, fruit, and vegetables to eat over the weekend. And then in the summer, they have a special lunch program for any child that does not have food security, which is amazing. And so one of the things that we do in Locally Delicious is we partner with a lot of different organizations because we feel it makes the county strong. So this is one way to do it. And it's really, really exciting to be involved in this community. I always say we have such a big heart here. There are so many people that are involved in doing wonderful things, and we're a part of it, and we are appealing to the community now to step up and please send donations to our Locally Delicious Food Fund. You can do it either to Food for People, and we can explain that in a minute, but it's like this is what we're about, is making sure that people have enough food, making sure that people are safe, and that we have the abundance here and we can do it. And by doing so, we are supporting not only the food fund at the Food for People, but we are also supporting our farmers, which really, really helps. And I believe it was last year we gave 10 grants, and each farmer generally gets $1,000, or some of them if they're doing small crops. But what is interesting, Jennifer, is that Food for People suggests to the farmers what they grow. So we're not having everybody growing rutabagas, for instance.
Right, really.
But, you know, they want fresh vegetables. They want greens. They want fruit.
Right. Really, and accessible foods that people don't really have to think a lot about how to eat it.
Right.
And I really like that that the farmers are involved in this, too, because I think one of the things that, you know, people go to the farmers market and they're like, oh, you know, being a foodie is very elitist and that sort of thing. But, you know, if you don't support the farmers market, you don't support the local farmers, then you don't have the infrastructure there So, you know, a lot of the food that goes to Food for People is donated by local farmers. So by supporting them on the front end, you are making sure that they're in our community and that they're strong and healthy businesses and that they can give back. So I see going to the farmers market and, you know, supporting the farmers is a large part of making sure that there's food security for people in Humboldt County.
Right.
Yeah. So you guys are raising some more money. And if people donate some money, I think you have a cookbook for some of the people that donate some money.
Absolutely. If you were to donate $50, mm-hmm. you would be able to receive a locally delicious cookbook. And it is, I think, a really fantastic book. It has a lot of really interesting essays. It has some history about Humboldt County and, of course, really good recipes. It's been very popular and I would say that this would be a really wonderful gift for somebody. And again, I just think this community is so exceptional, and I am appealing to this larger community to step up to the plate now and make that donation to Food for People.
Well, you can make donations directly to Food for People by contacting foodforpeople.org. You can contact the website locally-delicious.org and click on the Food for People Fund. And that's a great mm-hmm. way to get right in there and donate some money for this particular fund. Lots of food being gathered for local people. And one of the things that I think is really interesting, too, is it kind of helps to spur people on, too, if you have your own garden. I know a woman down in Carlotta area who her goal was to grow a ton. She grew a ton of food for Food for People. And I think, you know, it just kind of is a synergistic sort of thing. You know, you can help in the ways that you can. Some people have cash that they can donate. Some people have gardening skills that they can donate. But everybody working together to help make sure that people have food on the table and food in the children's lunch bags is the way to go. Makes us all a better place.
Well, it makes for a healthy community.
Yeah.
And I just want to add, when they do donate, if they're donating to Food for People, to be sure to put locally delicious so that they will be able to get a book.
To get the book for the donation,
yes.
They would have to put that on
yes.
there.
Yes. And also right. just so that we all know that they're donating, because we want to be able to thank people that have
sure.
done this.
Definitely. Definitely. And the book is such a nice added gift because I think it helps to instill a local food culture, because the recipes were written by people who are local. I'm happy to say I have a recipe in that cookbook, and people have told me, oh, I've made this really interesting charred quiche and it was in the Locally Delicious cookbook. And I'm like, well, did you see whose name was on there? Because it's mine. But I think what's really neat is, you know, it's using local produce. Local people sharing their recipes, building a really strong local food culture around things that grow really well here, rather than, you know, banana this or, you know, mango that. You know, we have recipes for things that grow in a lot of cases year-round here in Humboldt County. So it's a really nice resource. And then you also have the Lunchbox Envy cookbook, which has been new for the past couple years, and that giving people ideas of ways to prepare foods for children's lunchboxes. So that's another great thing that Locally Delicious has done. A lot of things to see on the website, lots of links to local resources. So it's a really great part of the infrastructure of food in Humboldt County. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Suzanne Simpson from Locally Delicious. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.